This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress.
Okay, good morning, friends. How are you? Aget Tevach, Shavua Tov. We have an amazing sugya today. And the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Samach Tes discusses a Igeres Shloimen, a friendly letter that Rav sent to Rebbe between the lines. So he would ask him, "Nu, vas machster, what's new? How are things, Rebbe? How's your Mishnayos coming along? Are you comfortable writing it down, even though you know you're not really write a tarsh about that?" Now, just think about it. Rav is talking to Rebbe. Rebbe's a Tana. Rav is an Amira. But we know there's a general principle. Rav Tanahu Palag. Rav is a Tana, but he could argue if need be. And Rav is asking Rebbe, what would the halacha be? Brothers that were mishabed. We know a brother is responsible to provide his sister with a dowry. But what if they sold the land? What if they gave the land as a mashgain? So basically, Reb Chiya was sitting there, and Reb Chiya says, "What's the nafgamina?" And so that's what Reb Chiya responded. Reb Chiya said, "I'm sorry." Reb Chiya was sitting there. He said, "What's the case? Was it sold, or was it a mashgain?" To which Rebbe said, "There's no nafkamina. Whether it was sold or whether it was a mashgoin, we take it out for a dowry." Fine. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan disagreed with Rebbe. Rebbe said that we're moitzi for parnasa and we're not moitzi for mezainos. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Echad ze ve'echad ze ein moitzian." Either way, whether it's for a dowry or whether it's for mezainos, we do not take out of nechasim meshubadim, whether it was sold or whether it was a mashgon. So Rabbi Yochanan clearly argued on Rebbe. Rebbe said there's a distinction between a parnasa and mezainos. For parnasa, the halacha is we do take it out meshubadim, and for mezainos, ein moitzian lemezainos. And Rabbi Yochanan says no, either way, ein moitzian. Whether for Parnasa or whether for Mezainos. So Gemara has a question. Rabbi Yochanan is arguing with Rebbe, Ibailahu. Rabbi Yochanan, Loi Shemiele Lahad Rebbe? Did Rabbi Yochanan not hear what Rebbe said? V'yishmiele, and if he would have heard it, have a Makabale, he would have deferred. Ay Dilma Shemiele, maybe he heard it. V'loi Makabale, but he didn't agree with it. It just occurred to me a new mahalach in the sugya. Nobody says it, but you'll tell me what you think. Okay, that's the question of the Gemara. That Rebbe ruled that we do take out of nechasim shubadim for a dowry, and Rabbi Yochanan disagreed, and the Gemara has a shaila. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rebbe. Is it that Rabbi Yochanan didn't know what Rebbe said, or is it he did, or maybe he knew and he didn't accept it? Did he not hear what Rebbe said? Did Rabbi Yochanan not hear what Rebbe said? Or he heard and he disagrees? In other words, it seems like the Gemara is acknowledging the fact that Rebbe is greater than Rabbi Yochanan. Rebbe was earlier. Rebbe was a Tana. Rabbi Yochanan is an Amoira. Is it that Rebbe didn't know what Rabbi Yochanan said, and if he would have known, he would have deferred? Or he knows what he said and he disagreed? So really, like, you know, the obvious question is, what do you mean he knew and he disagreed? Isn't Rabbi Yochanan an Amoira? And Rav, and Rebbe's a Tana. I mean, I don't know if it says it anywhere, but an Amoira could argue with the Tana? Is that possible? Can Amoira argue with the Tana? So I'll tell you the truth. I remembered from somewhere that Rabbi Yochanan may have a different status. Rabbi Yochanan, here, like this. Who does Rabbi Yochanan always argue with? He always argues with Rav. And by the way, when you have a machloikus, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, who do you paskin like? You paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Rav is a Tana and he could argue. Well, if Rav's a Tana, and he can argue with Tanoim, and Rabbi Yochanan could argue with Rav, and when Rabbi Yochanan argues with Rav, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, then doesn't that mean Rabbi Yochanan is also a Tana? I mean, isn't that elementary? Think about it. Rav Tanu Upalag. And Rabbi Yochanan always argues with Rav. And when Rabbi Yochanan argues with Rav, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So doesn't that mean Rabbi Yochanan is also Tanu Upalag? No? Does anyone have anything to say about that? So the first thing I want you to do is, I didn't make this as one of the Marma Kaimais, but we need to review a Toysus on Daf Ches.
I mean, postures from the Gemara,
Yeah.
Is allowed to argue with Rebbe.
Yeah, but the question is, how could he argue with Rebbe? How? Right?
The Gemara should have said, did he hear what Rebbe said? And if he heard what Rebbe said, then he has to hold like Rebbe. The Gemara is saying, that did he hear what Rebbe said? And does he accept what Rebbe said? L'chayre pashtus, that means that he's allowed to argue on Rebbe.
Right, so...
The Gemara is saying that, did he accept what Rebbe said? What do you mean, did he accept? He has to accept what Rebbe said.
Well, that's what I asked, right? That was my question. You know, in other words, what's the Gemara? The Gemara says, did he hear it? But what are the two tzadim? Is it that he didn't hear it, and that's how he argued, or he heard it, and he didn't agree? So we asked, well, you know, what do you mean he didn't agree? He's an Amora. An Amora can't argue with a Tana. So you say, we see from this Gemara, there's no such rule? So the first thing is
Rabbi Yochanan has the ability to argue. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan.
Maybe only Rabbi Yochanan. So I want to remind you. So the first point I'm trying to make is Rabbi Yochanan always argues with Rav. So doesn't that implicitly mean Rabbi Yochanan Tanu Palak? So if I could, I can't find my ksubas. I only have like these four blot. But if you look on Daf Ches, look Toisus, Daf Ches, and ksubas. Bottom Toisus, Rav Tanu Upalag. The Gemara asks a question on Rav, and the Gemara says Rav Tanu Upalag. Then the Gemara asks a question on Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara does not say Rav Tanu Upalag. So the Gemara says, so Toisus says, that means Rabbi Yochanan is not a Tanu Upalag. Yeah, that's Mavur and Ksubis Tavches, that Rabbi Yochanan is not a Tana. But then Toisus is bothered, so how does Rabbi Yochanan argue on Rav? So Tosfos says, because Rav Yochanan holds, Rav is not a Tana. Rav held he was a Tana. But Rav Yochanan, who argued on Rav, he held Rav wasn't a Tana. Not like I'm saying that, oh, it must be if Rav Yochanan is arguing with Rav, Rav Yochanan is also Tanu Palak. No, if Rav Yochanan is arguing with Rav, it's because Rav Yochanan holds Rav is not a Tana. Okay, so that's the first Maramakam. Toisus and Ksubas Daf Ches. Where Toisus says Rabbi Yochanan is absolutely not a Tana. And how could he argue with Rabbi Yochanan? How could he argue with Rav? Because he holds Rav is not a Tana. But if Rav was a Tana, Rabbi Yochanan couldn't argue with him. That's why our question seems to be so strong. So what's our Gemara talking about? Did Rabbi Yochanan hear what Rabbi said? Or did he not hear? Or he heard and he didn't accept? What do you mean he heard and he didn't accept? But an Amora cannot argue with a Tana. Okay, so let's start with Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel in Ksubis on the page, on the words, Oidilma Shmiale Vle Mekabale, Nichta Bitsidaik Tsas Kasha, Deich Yucha Rabbi Yochanan Lachloik Al Tana. HaRabbi Yochanan Lohaya Tana. Rabbi Yochanan was not a Tana. Kemavur El Dav Ches Amid Aleph, Diramascha Rav Tana Upalag. Okay? I thought of an approach over here. I'm curious what you'll say. I almost can't restrain myself, but I'm going to. I'm going to save it till the end. And I think it's a good approach, and I'm sort of wondering why nobody says it. Okay, so that's the kasha. How Rabbi Yochanan, we already know, is not a Tana. So how could he argue on Rabbi? Comes the Yad Malachi. The Yad Malachi is... A very interesting Maramakim. It's so interesting, and I'm very happy I saw it late last night. I'll tell you why. Because many years ago, I unknowingly was at the kever of the Yad Malachi. It was written by Rav Malachi, Hakoyin of Italy, published in 1767. We were in Livorno many years ago, and I went to the Yad Malachi's kever. I didn't know he was buried there. He's buried right next to Rabbi Yosef Irgaz. I didn't even realize Rabbi Yosef Irgaz was buried there. So we're going back there in a few weeks, and hopefully you'll come with us. So now I'm making a plug. Maybe you want to join us at the end of February. We're going to at least a good dozen kvarim of achroinim and mekubalim, lo yu'uman ki yisupa, really amazing. By the way, the Yad Malachi is buried right near where the Chida was originally buried. And he wrote a sefer, 3 volumes on Klalei Hashas. Oh, why am I not putting up the Mar Mekomis? I'm sorry. Okay, so here's the Gilyani Hashas, where he asks, Okay. Comes the Yad Malachi and he says, Ibra Shematsasi Mari Ben Lev Shabishitasa the Kadushan of Tali Vavam Vase Kasav Bshitus. The Rabbi Yochanan Tanahu Palak. The Mari Ben Lev says that it's Pashat, that Rabbi Yochanan was also Tanahu Palak. I don't know why, and I'm not remembering clearly. I have in my head that somewhere it's mevuar that we say Rav Yochanan Tanahu Palag. I can't remember where. Maybe somewhere in Kedushin. I see in the footnote here, he brings the Atzmos Yosef on Tes Amud Beis, says, we only say Rav Yochanan Tanahu Palag B'Shas Hadchak. V'chein matzasi oy l'mari korkas reish paragimel mehilchas matnas aniyim olarav ben sada yistei yoshua yushalmi parakama deksubas olapri chadash v'li hamach ma'oyir omkumach shvaysa d'minalu l'meirachi. Says in Yad Malachi, I don't know where the Mari ben Lev got this from, that you could say a Rabbi Yochanan Tanu Palak. Kivan she'in remez mizeh b'chal hashas. There is no hint of this in the whole Shas. The Adaraba, Hippuch Devrayam Muchach Mehanu Sugi Deksubis, the Perak Murvash of Esil El. There are many Gemaras that are Muchach Beferosh, that Rabbi Yochanan is not a Tana. One of them is like Toysis proves on Daf Ches, that the Gemara, when asks on Rav, says Rav Tanu Palag, and when the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara does not say Rabbi Yochanan Tanu Palag. The Rashba asks the same question. Va'oid Tama. This is Shaus Chubas Harajba. Simon Shin Peites. V'chiyach loik Rabbi Yochanan Altana ze loy ala alev ish ad kan l'shencha. It never entered anyone's mind that Rabbi Yochanan will argue on Atana. So first the Rashba tries as follows. Maybe the Gemara is asking, did Rabbi Yochanan not hear Rabbi? Or did he hear what Rabbi say, but he didn't accept it because maybe he has a different brisa that argues on it? The Dilma Rabbi Yochanan brisa acher shama shetoyla tamish shem gamliel bechazaka de gufa levad v'loy b'migo. This is a different sugya. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan found a different brisa, not like that. And says the Raja, I'll bring a proof to and support this type of approach, because we find by Rabbi Yochanan himself in Ksubas, where Rabbi Chiya said, "Maitzin leparnas maitzin lemezaynis," and Rabbi Yochanan argued, and the Gemara has a possibility that Rabbi Yochanan argues on Rabbi. Rabbi Kiva Eger, okay, this one didn't come out great. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a similar type of approach. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, "After loy matzino tana dechalek a Rabbi, we don't find any tana argues on Rabbi." It's interesting how he words this. It almost sounds like Rabbi Yochanan could argue on a tana, but Rabbi Yochanan would never argue on Rabbi. You know, that we wouldn't say. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Yeshlamer de Tali Beplukta de Tanoi de Kvutzin Uksuvim Begitin. Maybe this machlokes is dependent on a different machlokes. For Rabbi Surle de Talia Biktsuvin Rabbi Huda l'shi, Rabbi Yochanan l'shitase the savri begitin ein ksuvin. I don't know what Rabbi Kiveger means. But Rabbi Kiveger is saying the way out of this problem is to make the machloikis, Rabbi and Rabbi Yochanan, dependent on a different machloikis tanoim. And it's not that Rabbi Yochanan argues on Rabbi, it's Rabbi Yochanan holds of a different tana regarding a different machloikis. Okay, Rabbi said, fasten your seatbelts. If you came just for this, it was worth the price of admission. We all grew up learning, an Amora can't argue on a tana. Is that true? Can a Rishon argue on a Gemara? Is this like a Gzeres HaKosov? Where does this come from? Now, the Rambam says in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, that if Bezin is Goizer Gzera or made a Takana, and Klal Yisrael accept it and practice it, and then another Bezin gets up and they want to be Mevatel it and Oikar it, they can't unless it's Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma of a Minyan. However, says the Rambam, Bezin in Halacha Aleph, Bezin Gadol Shadarshu B'Achas Menamidus, Kefima Shener B'Neim Shahadin Kach V'Din Aydin. Let's say Bezin Paskins a Halacha, and another bezin after them gets up. Basically, bezin paskins that you're allowed to use electricity on Yom Tov. Did you know that originally, when electricity came out, many poskim said you could use electricity on Yom Tov? And then later they looked into it more and they say, what? No way. So is that a problem? Because why don't we say, Ein bezin yachal avato, divrei bezin chaveri, elam ken gadol menu b'chachma u'minyan? The answer is no such halacha. That's only a takana or a gezera. But stam, if a bezin paskins one way, the next bezin could paskin differently, even if they're not greater. Everyone should do what they see fit. I saw last night, they have a kuntris of Klalei Halacha from Rav Asher Weiss. Somebody asked him why Rav Asher always argues on, or frequently has the courage to argue on Achroinim. And he says, Kachi Darka Shel Torah. Everybody, every Chacham has to do the way they see fit, if they're qualified to be a Talmud Chacham. So there's no prohibition that a later generation can argue with an earlier generation. No such thing even. There's no, the Rambam writes openly, every bezin should do what they see fit. So there's an amazing Kesef Mishnah. Again, the Kesef Mishnah is written by the Beis Yosef. This is Beis Yosef's commentary on the Rambam. Beis Yosef, going on Halacha Aleph, says the Rambam got this from the fact that we find that later Tanoim argue on earlier Tanoim. Later Amoraim argue on earlier Amoraim. And they do not have to be better, a greater b'chachm of a minyan. V'im toimar, ask the Kesef Mishnah. Im kein amai loy pligi amoroi atanoi. If this rule is true, that a later bezin could argue on an earlier bezin, then why can't Amoraim argue on tanoim? We always challenge Amoraim from Mishnayos. You hear the question? Question is, if there's no rule that a later Bezin can argue on an earlier Bezin, then why can't an Amoraim argue on a Tana? And we always challenge Amoraim from Mishnayos or Braisas. But this restriction, that an Amora can argue on a Tana, should only be for a Takana or a Gezera, where we apply the rule, Ein Bezin Yachal Avato Devei Bezin Chaveira, and Elam Kem Gadov Men B'Chachem of a Minyan. But when it comes to regular Halacha, where a later authority could disagree with the earlier authority, so then an Amora should be able to argue on a Tana. The Beis Yosef says a Chiddush Nifla. The basis says it's Tzach Leimer. Right? And the only way out is the Tzach Leimer. I know the Amriki, Hai Tana. The Amor has to say, I hold like the other Tana. Vim lo yoimar kein kashalei. Ukfi divir rabbin, according to the Rambam, it's just nesunu lem lach like other Tanaim. The permission is granted to argue on a Tana. So the Beis Yosef says an interesting thing. The Efshel Loimar Shemiyom Chasimas HaMishnah, it's possible to say that from the day the Mishnah was sealed, Kimu V'Kiblu, they accepted upon themselves Shadoyrois HaAchroinim LaYachliku HaRishonim, that the later generations would not argue on the earlier generations. They had a convention and they gathered together and they accepted upon themselves that from the close of the Mishnah, sealed book, there's no more arguing. Likewise, says the Kesef Mishnah, V'chein asu gam v'chassimas ha-gemara. They likewise did so when the Gemara was sealed. Shemiyom shenichtema, the day the Gemara was sealed, la'nitin rishus l'shamadam l'achakala. Nobody has permission to disagree with the Gemara. So, you know, there's a question here, because, really, when was this convention? I didn't get the invitation. There was such a historical event, they rented out Madison Square Garden, and they announced on the public service announcement, we're sealing the Mishnah, from now on nobody's allowed to argue. I mean, do we have a record of that ever took place? Do we have a record that when the Gemara was sealed, they gathered together, MetLife Stadium, they said, from now on nobody's arguing what it says here? But the Kesef Mishnah says, I mean, he can't mean that they actually gather together, but there seemed to have been some kind of maybe unspoken consensus that they're just, the book is sealed, you can't argue anymore. Rabbi Chanan wants to know, what exactly does this mean? He says, V'tzorch iyon lahavin kabbalazu, ma tiva uvama koi chayafa. What exactly is this tradition? What is its nature? What is its power? Why can't we argue on this tradition and say, okay, that's nice. Why can't the Amora say, that's nice that you think that there was a convention? Well, I wasn't invited to that convention, so I would like to argue on a Tana. Why is that not debatable? Meaning the same way, if there wasn't such a convention, an Amora could argue on the Tana. Now that there was a convention, why can't the Amora say, I disagree with that conclusion? So he says that, no, the question of the Kesef Mishnah is not a question. Because the sealing of the Mishnah was Gamkein B'kibbutz Kol Chachmei Yisrael Ayruban, was with the convocation, the gathering of all the sages, or most of them. Asher Lohen HaKoyach Shal Bezdin HaGadol. They had the Koyach of Bezdin HaGadol. Somehow, when the Mishnah was sealed and all the sages got together, that had the status of Bezdin Agada. So you need another Bezdin HaGadol to argue on that. Not sure, because the Rambam does not say that if Bezdin HaGadol makes a ruling that you need another Bezdin HaGadol to uproot it. He says it could be ve'efsher shebishas chasima satamen hoyelen koyach lachlei gam al ha-mishnah. K'may b'chol Bezdin HaGadol sheyach lach Bezdin HaGadol shekadam lai. It could be when they sealed the Gemara, which was a Bezdin HaGadol, that Bezdin HaGadol could have argued on the Bezdin HaGadol that sealed the Mishnah. Aval bein chasimus ha-mishnah, chasimus ha-gemara, between the sealing of the Gemara and the Mishnah, bein hazmanim ha-ilu ha-nimsa kibbutz kol chach me'iso b'yachid, you never had all the rabbis gathered together, v'loi ho'ilan koch sa Bezdin HaGadol, and therefore they can't argue on the Mishnah. So the way Rabbi Chanan grips this, the way Rabbi Chanan understands the phenomenon, he seems to be arguing on the Kesef Mishnah, is that if there's a consensus of the majority of the Chachamim, that's not something that a regular Beis Din could argue on, that you need another Beis Din Haggadah. So in the times of the sealing of the Mishnah, that had the status of a Beis Din Haggadah. In the times of the sealing of the Gemara, that has the status of the Beis Din Haggadah. And that's untouchable. Now it could be the Chachamim who sealed the Gemara could have argued on the Chachamim who sealed the Mishnah. Maybe they didn't. But Rabbi Chanan is learning that the consensus of the rabbis who got together had the status of a Beis Din Haggadah, as opposed to what the Kesef Mishnah is saying, is that when they sealed the Mishnah, Klal Yisrael were Mekayim and Mekabel upon themselves not to argue. Rabbi Chanan is saying it's not that the Jewish people accepted not to argue, it's that the decision to seal it was a decision of a Beis Din Haggadah, and that's not arguable with. The bottom line is, there is a phenomenon, seemingly, that an Amora can argue with a Tana. But why? The Kesef Mishnah says that's what Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves. When the Mishnah was sealed. Rabbi Chanan says not that Klal Yisrael was Mekabel upon themselves, but the sealing was done with the majority of the sages, so it has the status of Beis Din Haggadah. Either way, our sugya does not present a question at all, l'chaira. Why? Let's take a look at Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says that the reason this idea that Namoira can't argue on a Tana, look at this, you're not going to believe it. Says V'afal pi shein derech ha'amor lach le'kachdam hani mil davar shasasmu oisai b'mishnah b'braisa. It's only if it was codified in a Mishnah or a Braisa. But the ruling of Rebbe was never codified in a Mishnah or a Braisa. It was in a personal letter. That which an Amora can't argue on a Tana, it's not that an Amora doesn't have the power to argue on a Tana. Yeah, he does. The Rambam says every rabbi should do what the way he sees it. He's not subject to, well, last generation, a different rabbi saw things differently, and he's greater than you. Okay, but I'm not him. I don't see it that way. There's no halacha that you can't argue with somebody who's greater than you. There's no. It's that the sealing of the Mishnah or the Gemara is untouchable. Yeah, but that's only if it's sealed in the Mishnah. It's not that a Amora doesn't have the koyach to argue on a Tana. It's that once it's sealed and codified in the Mishnah, you can't argue with it. But Rebbe didn't offer an opinion in a Mishnah. The Gemara said, Tala le Rav le Rebbe benichiti. He wrote him a personal letter. He says, Shalom Aleichem, how are things doing? How's your shul doing? How's your first cousin? By the way, I have the following halachic question. And Rebbe answered. So it's a personal correspondence. There's no... So then the question doesn't begin. That's what it comes out, right? In other words, the whole concept, the whole phenomenon, the whole thing that we have in our head, and Amora can't argue, it's not true. It's not that Amora doesn't have the koyach, it's something to do with the Sesimas HaMishnah of the Talmud. But this wasn't Soisim in the Mishnah of the Talmud. Okay, so that's the first thing. Aliyus Rabbeinu Yonah says, it only applies to something in the Mishnah and the Gemara. The Mishnah and the, yeah. And, Mamela, this would answer our question very simply. Now, Rabbi Chanan says, in Baba Basra, on Rav Tanu Palig, he quotes Toysis, that Toysis holds Rabbi Yochanan argues on the principle Rav Tan Upanalik. And when there's a machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, lach Rabbi Yochanan, that means Rabbi Yochanan holds Rav is not a Tana. So if Rabbi Yochanan holds Rav is not a Tana, the question is, in Baba Basra, we pass him like Rav against the Mishnah, but how could that be? But Rabbi Yochanan holds Rav is not a Tana. And if Rav is not a Tana, he couldn't argue in the first place. You hear the question? In Baba Basra, Kuf Ayin, Rav argues on the Mishnah, we pass him like Rav. But wait a second, but we pass him like Rabbi Yochanan, that Rav's not a Tana. So Rabbi Chanan said he met Rabbi Chaim Brisker. And he asked Rabbi Chaim, how can we paskin like Rav against the Mishnah if we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that Rav's not a Tana? Says Rabbi Chaim, v'heishiv de be'emes, gam amoira yesh v'koich elach like al Tana. The truth is, an amoira has the koich to argue on a Tana. V'hadim moisvinon tiyufta mitanoi l'amoiroi. I, we ask questions from a Tana to an amoira. Listen carefully. Says Rab Chaim, the reason we ask questions from a Tana onto an Amoira is not because an Amoira can't argue on a Tana, it's because an Amoira presumably would not argue on a Tana. But if we knew that he did, so then he did. And it could be he's right, and it could be that Allah is like him. So Rabbi Chanan says yes, Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi Chaim said a bigger question, a bigger chiddush. Not only like Rabbeinu Yoina, that the din. Rabbeinu Yoina says if it's not a Mishnah or in a Gemara, an Amoira could argue on a Tana. Rabbi Chaim says even if it isn't a Mishnah, an Amoira could argue on a Tana. But we just assume, in general, that he wouldn't. It's very difficult to say this because there's so many Gemaras that it brings a machlokes amoraim and it brings the support to an amora from a Mishnah. What's the question? Maybe the amora knew the Mishnah and he argued on it. But that's Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, even if it's codified. So coming back to our sugyo, when the Gemara asked, did Rabbi Yochanan not hear Rebbe? Or he heard and he argued? So according to Rabbeinu Yoina, it's very simple. He heard. And how could he argue? Because it was never codified in the Mishnah, and therefore there's no din, you can't argue on it. I want to throw in one more factor. And I think it's pretty solid. Not sure why it's not mentioned. Like this. Maybe it doesn't have to be in a Mishnah or a Gemara. But there's a Gemara in Harius. The Gemara in Harius says, if you hear somebody give a shir, and in the shir he says the halacha, you don't have to listen to it. Excuse me. If you hear somebody give a shir, and in the shir he says halacha, and you follow it, and the maggid shir was wrong, you're considered a mazid for listening to it. Why? You can't paskin based on something you heard in the shir. We're learning. So it came up, and the person who was giving the shir, that's what he thought the halacha was, but it's not like, you know, he did special research and he gave a definitive psak. It just came up. What if you ask a question? You're talking to a rav and you say, you know, I was wondering, what's the halacha? And he tells you halacha and you follow it and the rabbi was wrong. You're amazed. You're just talking and learning. You have to go over to the rav and say, by the way, you have to go and say, it's noigea me right now. I want to know, what should I do? Oh, you want to know? Let me look it up. Let me give you a responsible answer. This whole sugya, Rebbe never issued a psak. Rav wrote him a friendly letter. Rav wrote him an email. You know, what's going on? Hey, man. He didn't ask for an official psak. And Rebbe told him in the middle of the letter, by the way, this is halacha. Not like he wrote an official tshuva on the subject. So now what? Rabbi Yochanan can't argue on that? Maybe really, Amoira cannot argue on a Tana, whether it's in a Mishnah, or if you ask a Tana an opinion, you can't argue on a Tana. But this was just something that Tana said, Agavurcha, in a letter. So now, we don't even know if this is what Rebbe holds himself. I mean, the Rebbe issued an official psak over here. It was Talalei Rav LeRebbe, Beni Chiti. So maybe then, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara wants to know. Did Rabbi Yochanan not hear it? And if he would have heard that a Tana said something, even in a letter, he would have deferred? Or maybe he heard it. He didn't accept it. He has to accept something a Tana says in a letter, Beini Chiti, that Rav wrote to him? Maybe he's not meshubit to such a thing. You know what I'm saying? In other words, the Achronim over here are taking the angle that maybe that since it's not codified, he's not meshubit to it. But it's less than not codified. It's not even given as a definitive psak. This happened in a friendly conversation. Even though, you know, the Tosis on the Amud is a little bit not like this. Tosis says that you could be medayek what a chacham holds from the fact that if two people are having a conversation and in Bezdin, and somebody in Bezdin says, well, I would do X, Y, and Z if the chacham, if the dayan doesn't speak out against it, that means he holds it's okay. So that sort of implies that you could infer the real definitive shita of an Amoira by his lack of protesting against one of the Balei Dinim. But on the other hand, there is such a principle that a psak is not definitive unless it's asked as like sort of a relevant halacha l'maisa. Okay, Rabbi Isai, these are some thoughts on the inyan of... It's a pretty vast sugya, if I'm not mistaken. There's more to it, but this is just a taste. But it does seem like Tosfos Shita is Rabbi Yochanan is not a Tana. Although the Yad Malachi quotes the Mari Ben Lev that says that maybe Rabbi Yochanan, we would apply a Rabbi Yochanan Tanu Apalak. Have a good day, everyone. Shkayach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.